Our first mentions of Arthur appear in Welsh materials and also in the work of Latin historians like Gildas Nennius and Geoffrey of Monmouth. And Geoffrey of Monmouth added his own stories to the material he had inherited. And in fact, each person who treats Arthur seems to add more and more and more material. The stories then, the Arthurian stories, kind of get stitched together into these large omnibus works. And the first and possibly the most important of these is Brute, which is written by Lachaman, often spelled Layamon. It means lawman, actually. And this is a gigantic, and I mean gigantic, 10 times the size of Beowulf, Middle English alliterative epic. Now, it's called Brute because Lachaman was suggesting that King Arthur was a descendant of Brutus, who was in turn one of Aeneas's men. And I want to take just a second to show how all this epic fits together and try to explain what's going on. If you go back to what's really the original epic, the Odyssey and the Iliad by Homer, you see that the Greeks have an epic about their great triumph over the Trojans. Well, Homer was universally acknowledged to be the greatest literature, the greatest work of art that had been created. And Virgil, who was Roman and obviously spoke in Latin, comes along much, much later. Now, the Romans have co-opted Greek knowledge and Greek learning. But still, the great epics of Homer are about the Greeks winning, not about the Romans winning. And in fact, the Romans had defeated the Greeks. So one of the things that Virgil sets out to do is create an epic for the Latins, to create an epic for the Romans. And so he takes the Trojans, who had lost in the Greek epics, and makes them the founders of Rome. Aeneas is one of the founders of Rome, and it's the journey of Aeneas that borrows very heavily from the Odyssey, connects up with the Iliad, but now you have an epic in Latin about how great the Romans are. Well, the English had no epic of their own. And one of the things that Lachaman then tries to do is to connect up English history with this King Arthur figure to the great epic that had been begun by Homer and continued by Virgil. So, supposedly, one of Aeneas's men, Brutus, gets washed up on the shore of England, and he founds the dynasty that leads to King Arthur. There's a whole big deal in medieval England, and particularly in medieval London, even in Chaucer's time, about Troy, and Troy as the ancestor to London. And there was even some discussion about maybe we should rename London New Troy, because we want to connect up with this epic history. This is also the kind of thing that Tolkien was doing when he said he wanted to make a mythology for England. But he was deliberately avoiding the Arthurian material. Even though he did try to write an Arthurian romance, he petered out after a while and he never was able to finish it. So Tolkien felt that the Arthurian material wasn't authentically English. It had connections, very strong connections to the continent, and it linked up with that southern Latin and Greek tradition. And Tolkien wanted to have something that came more from the Germanic tradition.